I don't usually do cocaine, but when I drink, I just get so thirsty. Or no, I usually don't. I fucked it up. I fucked it up.
Hey, officer, I don't normally drink. I just get so thirsty when I do cocaine. That's an Ellen DeGeneres joke.
It's so great.
I was like, oh my God.
She's never written one that good since, man. That was her last good joke, 1989.
Yeah. Was it? If that's actually right, I'm going to laugh. Oh. So, Dez, are you sick of more setup? Or did you get something out of this chapter? Because I forget that I thought this was all one chapter. I forget that they break Rand's visions into two chapters.
So, everybody, we're talking about The Shadow Rising, Chapter 25, The Road to the Spear. The Shadow Rising, Chapter 25, The Road to the Spear. And we have 21 new named characters.
Just in one chapter?
Yes.
Oh my God. No, really? Are you not excited? Is there really 21 new characters in this chapter alone, like people we haven't heard about?
I think so, because Rand is the only person in this chapter we've heard of before, right?
I guess you're right.
There's Rand.
In the next one, they start getting to Age of Legends, and I think you hear a little bit about some of the Forsaken and stuff like that. But really, yeah, I guess they're pretty much all new characters.
Okay, everybody, you ready for this? In this chapter, we're going to be talking about Randall Thor, Mirrodin, Mindyne, Soldra, Dermon, Merdane, Narissa, Charindyne, Roderick, Jerdom, Garum, Lewin, Morin, Luca, Giron, Sharlin, Aja, Migraine, Colleen, Add-on,
Migraine,
Nerin, and Seraline. So there you go.
Okay.
All the old characters we know and love from the Wheel of Time are back.
So you know what? I wish Jeremy was here so I could ask him, can we really be that mad at Rafe?
Seriously.
He's following the pattern. There's a pattern emerging here, Rafe. Just saying. And to be fair, I have heard of one of those characters. Do you know which one?
Probably one close to the top, I guess.
Let me just stop you. It's Luca. He lives on the second floor.
You fucker. I knew you were going there. I just couldn't dig up the lyrics fast
enough.
Dumb
joke. You know what? You killed it. You've said.
I love my green sleeves.
Ooh. I know. Your arms are floating. You're like,
my head.
Magic.
My head's with you.
Do you believe in magic?
So this is. Yeah, obviously. Thank God. I listened to this chapter 2 weeks ago. I listened to this chapter today and I read the cliff notes, of course. So I know what's generally happening here, but like how much of this really comes back? I mean, once he leaves, is he just like, I'm a chief and that's it? Or like,
it's not even that. This is just this is like the book version of an expo dump, basically. You're getting the history of the Aiel in two fucking chapters and Rand's history with those Aiel intertwined, basically.
Are we seeing
is
past
Rand's
life?
Ancestors. You're seeing Rand's ancestors it's going back. I'm not sure where it starts exactly.
Yeah.
It's because at this point, and Jeremy is, you know, he's our historian. It would be helpful if he was here because he would have a better answer than this to me. I'm thinking that, like, you know, this is the Charlock Wars, I think, happened basically where we're at, like 1,000/1,500 years ago-ish. So it's a long time ago. And then, you know, the breaking was 3,000. So I'm thinking that this is kind of their, I can't tell because you hear him talking about Riudan. And then you hear him talking about crossing the dragon wall. So I couldn't tell if it was kind of going backwards or forwards. And I couldn't tell if they were talking about being in where they like where civilization is now. And then we're going to cross to the threefold land. And then they got stuck there and it's shit. I'm thinking that it was the threefold land, which is the Aiel Waste, used to be pretty good. The breaking happened and it dried up into a desert. And they went the Tinkers is what you're seeing is who the Jin Aiel are.
So it says here. I didn't really. I thought it was telling a story in order, but it says halfway through the cliff notes, Rand knows the glass columns are showing him the lost history of the Aiel. Each step takes him further back in time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're telling a story in order, though, aren't they? Like, it sounds like they're telling a...
Going backwards towards the breaking. So when you listen to the next chapter, we will get closer and closer. And then you eventually go back to like right when Lanfear opened the boar. And one of Rand's ancestors was one of the you know, Daishan Aiel that was like, they were like her house elves, basically. They, you know, they were attached to her.
But this chapter tells a linear story of someone getting taken from a clan, the clan going back to get her, and then murder occurs in order.
There's three different visions, though. That's just one of the visions. Like, okay, so the first vision is you see Rand going and you see Meridian. Meridian is Culloden's, I believe, older brother, and he is going to be a clan chief. We hear Culloden talking about how he's been gone, I think, for at least a couple of days already.
Oh.
And then he's kind of petitioning like, okay, well, he's not coming back. I'm next in line to go be the clan chief. Let me go to Reunion. And they're like, no, because you don't have permission. And basically they think that you would be a bad clan chief. And so you are denied permission to enter Reunion, basically.
Rand is.
No, Culloden.
Oh, okay.
Even though his brother is the guy who's in the columns, Meridian, right now, that Rand sees.
Yeah.
And as Rand gets further and further, he'll see Meridian, and Meridian's getting more and more distressed by what he's seeing. Because what they're showing you is basically the Aiel, like, they, at first, the Aiel were all Jen Aiel.
Yeah.
No, they did no violence. They were basically all servants, for lack of a better term. That was their lot in life. They were a class amongst themselves that were very well respected. You know, people didn't treat them poorly, and people wouldn't even do violence in front of them, much less to them. Okay. And then it all started to change. And that's what you see in these visions. You see them going from basically, I believe, like, it's like a halfway point. I don't know the time period exactly, but you got to think, like, after a certain amount of time, they started to try to build Riudan as a place for the Jen Aiel to be safe, grow the Chora trees, and protect the Aes Sedai Turing Girl, or, you know, not protect them per se, but guard them, you know, whatever, document them, whatever it is. And then for whatever reason, the Aes Sedai start to leave. They pack up as much of shit as they can and start to leave. Some of the Jen Aiel go with them, and the rest kind of start to spread out. And as more and more violence is done to the people, the Jen Aiel who've split, eventually that's the story you're talking about. I believe, like, they have a small band, some men come, they take one of the daughters and one of the mothers, and they sexually assault them, they beat them, they keep them around as just like their playthings. And a couple of the men go to rescue them just to kind of like kidnap them back. And then they end up fighting for their lives. One of them, I think, grabs a kettle, and then one of them stabs a guy with a knife. So that's where we get to, you know, where we're going. Like, I'm mixing up all these three visions, but there's
three separate visions.
And, you know, the first vision is they mention about some of the Jen Aiel are looking for the song, trying to preserve the peace. They talk about how they don't pick up weapons. But then there's a Jen Aiel, there's an Aiel who's been asked to go to Riudan to meet. And I think it's an Aes Sedai who had like a prophecy. Or, you know, maybe it was even an Aes Sedai who was raised from the Jen Aiel. I don't know. But they say, you know, if you don't change your ways, the Aiel will die, right?
Okay.
And that's a prophecy. And that could mean a lot of things, right? But they talk about how you can't go to Riudan armed. And because there's water there, you're not supposed to even bring your own water. And Riudan was kind of a vision of a place for the Aiel to live in safety. And it never really materialized.
So this is kind of...
It's like half.
It seems like from the Jen Aiel, the Aes Sedai, the like, some of them broke off. Because they talk at some point, they mention that someone wants to go build the White Tower.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's mentioned. So, and then I
think a lot of the Aes Sedai, when they are leaving Riudan, they're going to kind of join this faction of whoever's trying to do that. And that's why they bring so many Turing Girl to the tower, I believe.
And then also the Tinkers, someone says Tinker in this chapter once, right?
Yes. Not even Tinker. They just talk about the way. I don't even see they say the way of the leaf. I just think they say the way. And then they mention looking for the song, which is something that the Tinkers mention as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
maybe
right.
Maybe Rand says to himself in between one of the visions, like, oh, that seems like the Tinkers or something. But
so this is like the beginning of, yeah, the fractioning of the Jedi Eel into Aiel.
And it's been happening it's been happening for a while, where some Aiel have been breaking off, and they're living in the waste and they're surviving however they can, including doing violence.
But this is when the spear, this is when the spear is invented, for lack of a better term. Someone breaks a spear so that a woman can wield it better.
And yeah, that's the third vision. And actually, that what you're seeing is basically the first maiden of the spear.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and then, they explain, you're getting little clips of little things where they're saying, like, you know, the Gaishan or the Daishan, but that becomes Gaishan. They don't, you know, they don't do violence. They are servants of all. They're meek. And so that's kind of where the Aiel get their Gaishan in white, even though they get them by kind of a twisted reason. Same with like going to Ryudan unarmed, so that you can learn the history, so that you don't. And that's kind of the Aiel's loophole, right? They'll send a clan chief to learn, but he doesn't go back and tell his whole clan about it. It's for them to learn and know so that they maybe won't make, I'm not really even sure. It's dumb. It's like, oh, don't make these mistakes. It's like, what mistakes? Peacefulness? Like,
yeah.
Like, why would we destroy it if we, you know, it's like, I think what it's trying to say is like, you need to stop fighting, but also, I don't know.
But if we stop fighting, then we'll die off.
We'll all die. Exactly. So it's like one of those catch 22s, like in everything. It's just like, Jesus, come on.
Yeah.
They mentioned that, you know, we don't use swords because swords are for killing, you know, a bow, a spear can put food on the table, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I could kill a deer with a sword. Watch me.
You could. Is it the most efficient way? No, but yes.
No. But
unless you're Deadpool, you can throw it. Name out your fucking mouth. When he throws the sword, he bounces the sword into that guy's mouth. Also, the second vision, did it make you crazy when they talk about snow not existing again?
No,
the old ones talk of the snow. Maybe the white stuff on the mountains is snow.
I mean,
it's cocaine. I don't know.
I mean, now that you bring it up, it does make me crazy because this isn't too far off from the breaking when everybody knew everything.
It's pretty far off from the break. It's a couple of generations at least.
All right.
So that's what one of the things actually, okay, good point. That's one of the things that leads me to believe that they've been in the waste, the desert, scrounging over water and any kind of shade that they can find for at least a few generations, right?
Does one of these factions break off and start the Two Rivers?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because they talk about settling where there are, I think they actually say Two Rivers.
I think that, you know, at a certain point, like, you know, I'm, and, you know, this would, another thing with Jeremy, he may know, he may not, but wow, all the Aiel are very tall and red haired, and obviously a certain group stayed and another large group left and settled what is called, I think, the Westlands, or people call it Randland. I can't remember. Westlands might be a different book. That might be the Terry Goodkind action. Yeah, okay. Westlands, Midlands. Never mind. That's wrong. But yeah, Randland, if you will.
Don't ever say that again.
The land between Kinslayer's dagger and the Aerith Ocean.
Hey, Judd, Rafe, if you want to change anything, don't call it Randland. do us all a favor. Leave that in the books.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad. That's not even a book thing. That's a fandom thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they call it, they're like the Rand to some shit towards the end to like kind of set new borders and treaties and stuff. And so that they call Randland the most like kind of updated version of the world map, if you will.
Awesome. You want to play a little clip?
Yeah, do it.
I'm having trouble with my playback here, folks. Start it at 12:25.
That's not what we want. Call them the beat nuts, not the rhyme nuts.
Whatever. Ice like a parade. Now you flap in like a mermaid.
Like a mermaid. No, not Harry Potter either, y'all.
At the bar begging the bartender tips. She did a butterfly, rubbing the ass against my buttonfly. I can already imagine my shit stuck inside. Every time I strike, dude, haters be like, that fucking guy.
The road to the spear.
That fucking guy. Okay, what was the timestamp, brother?
12:25. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler, and that's busting out of an old black Impala.
I just love that, like, nobody that I ever am around, like, knows who the Beatnuts are, but this dude I work with, He's like, he's from San Francisco, and he's like 41-ish. So homie named Bo. And anytime I play like B Nuts or like Nicotina or something, he's like, he figured out, he's like, you're from Cali, huh? I was like, how'd you know? He's like, Nicotina, Beat Nuts, E-40. Yeah, bro, let's go.
Keek the sneak, bro.
Exactly. You said 1220 even?
1225. Right, 1220 will be fine.
Him as being a dick. Stop. Oh my God. All right, I'm starting at 1210.
All right.
Here we go.
This place. And now we prepare it. If not for the purpose we once thought, we do what we must and keep faith. Lundine studied the man's face. There was no fear in it. You are Aiel, he said. And when some of the other chiefs gasped, he raised his voice. I will go to the Jen'Aiel. You may not come to Rydia unarmed, Dermon said. Lundine laughed aloud at the temerity of the man, asking an Aiel to go unarmed. Shedding his weapons, he stepped forward. Take me to Rydia, Aiel. I will match your courage. Rand blinked in the flickering lights. He had been Lundine. He could still feel contempt for the Jen, fading into admiration. Were the Jen Aiel, or were they not? They had looked the same, tall, with light-colored eyes and sun-darkened faces, dressed in the same clothes except for lacking veils. But there had not been a weapon among them, save for simple belt knives, suitable for work. There was no such thing as an Aiel without weapons. He was farther into the columns than a single step could account for, and closer to Muradin than he had been. The Aiel's fixed stare had become a dire frown. Gritty dust crunched under Rand's boots as he stepped forward. His name was Roderick, and he was nearly 20. The sun was a golden blister in the sky, but he kept his veil up and his eyes alert. His spears were ready. One in his right hand, three held with his small bullhide buckler. And he was ready. Jordan was down in the brown grass flat to the south of the hills, where most of the bushes were puny and withered. The old man's hair was white, like that thing called snow the old ones talked of. But his eyes were sharp.
Can we pause it now?
And watching the well diggers haul up filled water bags would not occupy all of his attention. Mountains rose to the north and east, the northern range tall and sharp and white-tipped, but dwarfed by the eastern monsters. Those looked as if the world was trying to touch the heavens, and perhaps did. Maybe that white was snow? He would not find out. Faced with this, the Jen must decide to turn east.
Might be marshmallow.
They had trailed north along that mountain for long months, painfully dragging their wagons behind them, trying to deny the Aiel that followed them. At least there had been water when they crossed a river, even if not much. It had been years since Roderick had seen a river he could not wade across. Most were only cracked, dry clay away from the mountains. He hoped the rains would come again and make things green once more. He remembered when the world was green. He heard the horses before he saw them. Three men riding.
That's an Aiel saying.
That's probably enough.
Aiel. Well, no, that says important shit because two things. Yeah. They say that they remember when the world was green. So the first person, I think, first of all, they could have named him a little bit different than Mundine, Muradin. You know, it's a little confusing. Yeah. Just saying, yeah. Whatever. Anyways, that's nitpicky. But they mentioned a couple of things. You can't go to Rydia armed. He says, I'll match your courage. They're not sure if snow exists. And then, shit. The last thing was something that was really important. Of course, that's the really thing I want to talk about. And I forgot. So go ahead. I'll try to remember.
I don't really know. I'm having trouble coming up with talking points for this chapter. I'm not going to lie. Part of it is I'm preoccupied, and part of it is just that, like, it's another setup chapter. And
as we once thought,
like I said, especially a setup chapter with, you know, 21 new characters that we may or may not ever hear from again.
Yeah.
It's definitely important stuff. Like, Rand is learning a lot, but this is all stuff that is gonna play out through Rand.
Yeah.
Now, again, Rand, none of these are Rand's past lives. These are all just ancestors.
These are ancestors. I think the first dude is his possibly great grandfather. I think it may be like great, great, great. Also, something that he mentioned in here kind of cleared something up for me. So basically, all the Aiel who are on the ways used to be Jen Aiel. They're the ones who literally got sick of it and started fighting and killing and raiding and whatever. So the Tinkers are what's left of the Jen Aiel. They're obviously not like a race of people or a region or a country of people who all look very similar. The Tinkers are widely based. They are traveling. They pick up people from all over wherever they go. So they are no longer any kind of a version of, I mean, maybe a few of them you know, just by happenstance have some blood of Aiel in them, you know, down the line, but they are not Aiel, like the typical, you know, fair haired, you know, tan skin, light eyes, you know,
Rand looking motherfuckers.
Right. You know, people look like Aiel to the point where it's like, oh my God, you must be Aiel. And if you're not, it's way more of a shock, you know, than like you're not. So,
yeah. I know.
Yeah, you just you get. Yeah, no, it's cool. You get Aiel traveling, and you get to really see the split. Like I said, that was actually. I'm glad you picked that clip because that actually really answered a question for me right away. And they even make a comment that it sounds like Rhaenyra is at least partially Ogier built.
Yeah.
So. And then I think, you know, you hear about him talking about the Dragonwall. I'm pretty sure that's the Aiel who are going to leave the waste. Not sure. They're not trying to get there.
Is it Roderick? No, Moradin is the one. Yeah.
That's Roderick talking about that. Mundine is his like great, great grandfather, I believe. And by the time you get to the third vision, Moradin is that's Culloden's brother. You can tell like he's snarling at the visions and I think he eventually starts to like claw his eyes out. Like he's not going to make it, basically, is what I'm saying.
Moradin was a Shido Aiel.
Yep. That's Culloden's brother. Mundine is Rand's ancestor. You know, like I said, you keep going back in time. You see like the first, you know, them kind of organizing to try to get their people back. The one lady is wanting to go and get her daughter back. And she's like, my husband won't do anything. He only cares about the Chora trees. And that's when the dude is like, I'll find you a shield. And he breaks a spear in half for her so that she can use it to fight with. And you're seeing the birth of the maidens of the spear. And I don't know if that's which one of those people. I'm assuming it's the man. That's very sexist of me, but it seems like you're looking through his point of view. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or maybe it's someone else watching this interaction between the two.
So do they not, does no one else ever use the kind of short spear other than the maidens of the spear? Because it seems like kind of a natural culmination of what an Aiel would use as a weapon as not a weapon.
I think the maidens might be a little smaller just because they're kind of per person. Like if you were an exceptionally tall Aiel, then you might have longer spears, but they're used for more like close quarters fighting a spear as opposed to like, you know, a typical spear that you would see like a pike or something that you would hunt a boar with. You know, they're smaller, almost like they use them almost like a short sword.
Yeah. Mandine? Is that a sept or is that a person?
Mundine is a person. I believe that's Rand's.
What's M-A-N-D? It says Rand. I clicked on another link. I went to Visions from Rhaenyra.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the Aiel settle in the Aiel waste. Rand is Mundine, great-grandson of Comran.
Okay.
So I'm probably going too far ahead now because it shows, I just saw how many visions there will be of...
Yeah, he's got... four or five left, six maybe. I don't know. There's only three in this chapter, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So how many is there total?
It says there are nine visions.
Yeah, so there'll be like six in the next chapter.
So the ancestry of Rand Althor. Charn, unknown, Cuamin, Jonai, Adon, Marind, Luin, Jerdam, unknown, Roderick, unknown, Comran, unknown, Mundine, Jonduin, and then Rand Althor.
So Jonduin is his dad.
His dad. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that they're like super specific, even with the unknowns. And then there's just a ... Rand's dad, and then Rand.
Rand's dad, and then it's Rand. And then will he have babies? We don't know. I mean, that's kind of all I got really for this one.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with something, but it's either a lot. This is either a 4-hour episode where we read the whole chapter, or
I was thinking about today. I was almost kind of like, and you were kind of like me. I'm like, I'm kind of like holidayed out. I'm a little tired. I don't know. I think I might be a little sick. I haven't been feeling too well, but
yeah,
it's like trying to do both of these chapters together, I think does neither one of them justice.
Yeah.
While there's a lot less to talk about in this one, there's a fuck ton more to talk about in the next one, in my opinion. But, you know, for you, it's like, this is just more confusing shit. Great. Yeah. Rams people do stuff. Great.
Well, it'll be great in 4 years. And you're like, remember when Rand first went in and he saw all that stuff? This is what that's for. Like, oh, I get it.
Well, and that's the thing. I think this is where they're going to play with stuff a lot. You know, I think we'll get a vision. You see in the trailer a vision of what I'm assuming to be Jonduin finding Rand's mom right after Tam takes off with the baby and screaming at the sky.
So here's something we could talk
about.
So
I'm assuming that would be one of the visions that Rand's going to see. I'm assuming.
I don't. Yeah, probably that. Cause I don't think they'll set up the whole splintering.
Oh, no, it's going to be a fucking bare bones. And then, you know, what may happen is if Matt somehow goes through a doorway, he might get some like moments of his past. Moraine's probably going to get some weird stuff. Maybe nods to the book, moments from the past, and whatever she does in reading. But other than that, I think we'll get some kind of version of these things, but it's going to be much different, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Rand will be shown to be come from a long line of badasses. And I wouldn't be surprised in the show. Maybe they do just do a straight Jen Aiel turn into Aiel and Tinkers. Just boop. We can track those two threads.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well make that kind of stuff straightforward because those are the type of things that flesh out over, you know, 5+ books, and it's just you just can't give that kind of background with all the stuff that you want to, and I realize that. But yeah, it's I feel like this is gonna be, like I said, I really feel like this is gonna be awesome, and it'll be like, yes, and then like, and Amazon says fuck you.
Well, and even like, all they have to do is do a pretty good season and get the next one out,
But that's not going to happen. They haven't even started filming. They haven't talked about renewal or anything. And I guess they didn't do that until seasons dropped, the last two seasons. So,
yeah. But yeah, the fact that there's no even discussions about it.
But yeah. Or if there is, nobody's hearing about it. But I mean, like, yeah. Just every time I watch something, it's like they talk about, you know, just the hype of it all. Like that the haters are so much more of a small percentage. And I can't find any proof either way, to be honest.
Yeah. Totally. And yeah, the only way to make it work is to kind of bang them out and keep whoever's kind of interested and just tell the story. Cause this is definitely one of those things where it's like, many episodes stand on their own. Like if you were just like, if someone just like plopped in the middle of season 2, episode 4, they'd be like,
who are these people?
Fine, I guess. I mean, it's fantasy. Okay.
Yeah. What's happening? I don't, you know, it's most shows will give you at least one character or several characters that certain people will really identify with, latch on to, fall in love with, however you want to describe it.
Yeah.
This one really, and you know, and let me just say the Twitter fan or X fandom, it's like very welcoming, very gay, and that is their words, not mine. Like it's that you see all the time, and it's very accepting, and that is awesome. That doesn't always make for a good TV show, you know.
And
I'm happy to see the things and you know, to see like, even I was super stoked about the casting of the characters and stuff, and I've been super excited about certain things, but other things it's been a real fucking wet blanket.
And this isn't like, yeah, 20 years ago this would have been amazing. Like, can you believe these characters, like girls, kids? Wow, that's great, and it is great. But if that's why you're into a show, there's lots of other shows doing it better and more often.
Or right. I
shouldn't even say better. The show is doing it very well, but there's 10. You know, there's been 100 new shows have come out since the last season of The Wheel of Time.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, it's the media that we have access to is crazy. You know, there was a time in my life when I had 5 TV channels, and you know, if it was stormy that day, you didn't get 3 of them. So I know that sounds like I'm really fucking old, but we lived kind of out in the country and we didn't get cable till I was in fucking high school. So it was like,
you guys,
the amount of stuff that we have to sift through to find something that you like is pretty astronomical.
Like, there was a time, people, where bars were suffering because X-Files came out Friday night. Like, that's the kind of shit we're talking about. Like bars, like, what happened to our audience? Oh, they're all home watching X-Files on Friday.
And why is that? Why don't they just, you know, like, TiVo it or something? Because that didn't exist.
Because it didn't exist.
If you wanted to do it, you'd have to, like, set up your VHS tape thing and then still have to sit through the fucking commercials and everything else. It's crazy.
And that worked half the time. So you're still like, no, I should.
Oh, you know, the power glitched halfway through and it stopped recording.
Shit, I forgot to. I put it on SP and not SLP. I missed the last 10 minutes.
True story.
I got into a show because I was one of those people that recorded X-Files on my VCR for a while. And I didn't set a stop time. I was like, don't fuck this up. And there was a show.
Just go on whatever was afterwards. You got hooked on a show afterwards because you're like,
yeah. There's a show called Strange Luck that was only out for one season. And I still miss that show because it was at the end of all of my X-Files days.
That's amazing. Strange Luck. I've never heard of it.
So, everybody. So, yeah, we're just going to take the rest of the year off. With all the family coming and all that stuff, I could maybe work something out. But I think what's working for this show is our regularity. So you'll know where to find us. That may change. Whatever we change to, we'll stay regular in the new year's. We'll hype it on the X's and the Instagrams and the sound YouTube at What Sounds Awesome. Tell us, get excited about season three and come on here and talk to us. We'd like to talk a lot more about season three. We're not going to get through much more of the Shadow Rising before we go into the rewatch. We're going to cheat on our rewatch and do the fan edits. So that'll be like 2 4-hour movies.
Sorry to cut you off. I tell you I talked to the editor?
I assumed you did.
I didn't speak with him, you know, IRL. We just were texting over the X and, I didn't realize he had finished the season two. I guess it's been out for like a year. It's on Firemerk, I believe. And he said he's been tweaking it. He said it was much more of I'm completely reading between the lines on this. It seemed like he got enough positive feedback about things that he did that were even minor clips and like stuff like that, even like how I thought he fucked with the sound and the lighting. He moved some stuff around, he said, cut some stuff, moved it around. So I'm actually really excited to watch it. He's seemed very pleased with it. And I told him when we record and he really wants to come on again. So I was like, I told him I'd try to let him know when we were due. I told him, I don't know if we're still going to do this, but you said maybe do two episodes on each, like, you know, watch half and
yeah,
watch the first one, do two episodes, breaking it down, and then two episodes on the second one.
Yeah, that way it'll be one
episode on the first one if you want and do two episodes on the second one haven't really seen it yet. But it's been a while.
It's been so long. I think I'm going to have a lot to say about season one.
I think so, too. Okay, I'm glad you feel that way.
So we're basically going to break it up into four movies.
Right.
For lack of a better version. So we'll do that in probably February. We'll probably start back because then the hype train is going to really be rolling and March 13th is going to be right around the corner. So, and we're going to, again, we're going to hopefully try to, you know, if nothing else, if Fatty and I can't figure out a way to watch season three together, we're definitely going to watch it and get on here. And I would love to do some live watches with you people out there. You know, if you've already seen it, you want to watch it a second time with us, hop on here. You know, we're not going to pause it or anything. So there'll be a lot of silence, but speaking of silence,
I'm here. There won't be silence.
Yeah, there won't be silence, but we're going to make it a real, real group experience to watch season three and get all, apparently there's millions of people out there that are super excited. So we should be able to, get some people on here. That's all I got for today.
Including the editor. Like I said, I know he wants to try to come on to one of our YouTube live episodes when we're talking about the second one, at least. So
absolutely. Yep. We'll get him a link and tell him the time and, get his ass on here.
Exactly.
May you always have full stockings.
In the famous words of Billy Bob Thornton, your name is Thurman Merman?
Merry Christmas. The shitter was full.
The shitter was full. Oh, you know what? If it's not too much, Clark, I'd like to get you something really nice.
Hey, don't you go fall in love with us. We're taking it with us when we leave here next month.
Next month. Snot. Snot. He starts laying into your leg messages. Let him finish. May you always find water and shade. Next time you see me, I might have a pupper.
And I'll be a year older.
You will be. Actually, dude, if I don't talk to you, man, happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Peace. Weird stagic corn.
Peace, favor your sword, and always leave your laptop open for 15 minutes.
May you always find water and shade and put your dagger in that fucking horn box, baby.
Give Lisa a big hug for him. Give Lisa a big hug.
I will. Y'all have a good Christmas, dude.
All right. Love you. Merry Christmas.
Peace.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese. For We Mixed It, go to whatsoundsawesome.com.